Welcome to Sweet Release. This is Sarah and Sotsi. Today we're going to be talking about a variety of things, a myriad of things, like we always do. But we've gotten a lot of requests that people want us to talk about finding your authentic self, your true self, and how to express that in your style and your personality, and just like boiling down who you are and like getting the really nice kind of mush that's underneath you to like be really kind of the thing that people see, I guess, because there can be so many things that like cloud yourself and who you are. So finding your style is like a really big thing of life, especially now, because we have so many modalities of self-expression.
How would you describe your style?
Changing, but not trendy. And also,
I really like how you dress, and I think it is trendy. I mean, like, I think the way that exists in LA is very different from how it exists over here.
Yeah, your location really does depend on the way you dress, just out of, like, weather reasons.
Yeah.
Climate reasons.
Well, so your style, what would you call it? Like, what would you, if you were on, like, a desert island, what would you wear?
I think I remember describing my style when I was really young as luxury grunge, and I feel like that's like still something that like I feel like it is still true to me is like luxury grunge, because I used to be really like goth-ish in high school. Like I would only wear black, and like I'd wear heavy makeup, and I was like the first person that wore Doc Martens, and people would kind of like
I was the first person who wore Doc Martens.
Oh my gosh, I feel like you told me that one time, and I remember.
Yeah, I was so nervous, and like this girl came up to me at lunch and was like, "What's with your shoes?"
I remember this like really popular senior came up to me, and she was like super fashionable, and she was like in choir and like ASB, like the whole everything. And
what's ASB?
It's like a student body thing. It's like where all the
autistic student body.
We would be the presence of that. But yeah, she came up to me in the middle of lunch and stuff, and she was like, "Oh my god, I love your shoes," and it just like gave me so much validation to like keep going.
Yeah, that is really nice. There was this one girl who was a junior when I was a freshman, and she wore like American Apparel. And she had a spray tan, and she was just, like, so cool. Like, she was so cool.
Yeah, American Apparel was a big thing.
But I want to unfollow her, though, because she posted a picture of, like, an infected, like, tongue taste bud. And I hate seeing shit like that. Like, I, like, don't go online to see, like, disgusting, like, body things.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I just, like, I don't give people one chance with that. Like, if you post your boogers or your throw up, like, nobody wants to see that. It's rude, honestly. Yeah. I think it's rude. It's, like, remember, we established a few weeks ago that you need consent to, like, see someone's fluids.
Yes.
Definitely. Anyways, back on fashion. Sorry, I don't want to go on for too long. Like, looking at my style, like, unfortunately, I think growing up, it had a lot to do with, like, my insecurities and, like, what I wanted to, like, hide about my body and what I wanted to accentuate. Mm-hmm. I know when I was a little girl, I mean, maybe all little girls like this, but I liked shirts with, like, horses and sparkles that said, like, dream. Like, that's what I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And then I guess, yeah, I think we would have liked each other in high school.
Yeah, I was a bit... I remember someone called me wishy-washy in high school because I didn't really have, like, a set friend group, which I feel like kind of, like, speaks to, like, my style because it's kind of, like, all over the place. Like, my friends mm-hmm. are, like, all over the place. Like, I never really had, like, a set group of people. I just kind of, like, meandered around school and just, like, made friends with whoever. Like, I would sit with, like, the weird kids who, like, did choir and, like, the band and stuff. And then I'd sit with, like, the jocks or whatever. Jocks. I don't know. Just, like, the athletic wow. people. Because I did cross country, like, so I was, like, friends
like
with them.
Like Jesus.
Well, yeah, and then, yeah, I feel like that kind of, like, who you hang around kind of, like, also influences your style, definitely.
There was this one time in my life that I had a group of, like, girlies, and we'd all, like, look really good.
Yeah, I feel that. Like, having a good group of girls together, they all kind of, like, fit with each other, you know? Like, some of them, like, yeah, they might be different heights or something, but there's something that, like, binds them together, you know? I don't know how to say it. Or, like, they obviously all have different body types or whatever is what I'm trying to say, but they all have, like, something that, like, meshes them together, and that's usually, like, their outfits.
Do you have friends who take pictures of you?
I have friends that want to take pictures of me, but, like, I don't really allow
them. Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, it is nice.
I just, like, we're in, like, an industry where you need someone to take pictures of you.
Yeah.
And, like, the only person I'm, like, close enough with to ask that from is Jan. And he takes it from this angle that my head looks like a cone.
It's also interesting because we don't really know, like, how other people perceive us or how we look like to another person. And then we try to, like, categorize ourselves off of, like, what we think other people think that we look like. And then we try to, like, live up to that sort of expectation. And that can seed into, like, what we wear and, like, how we talk and stuff like that is, like, try to fit the narrative of another person's view of you. And, like,
that's so true.
Yeah, it is. Like, it's something I contemplate, like, a lot since I was really young.
Yeah, me too. I feel, like, almost hyper aware of that. Like, yeah. It's like a compulsion. Like, people I follow online, I feel like this sounds almost sinister, and it's not bad. It's not good or bad. You can just sort of, like, see it for what it is. Like, are, like, really trying to be a certain way. I don't know if that makes sense. Like, I can, like, see in, like, certain people, and I think, like, social media, it's, like, especially contrived, but it's, like, they're trying to convince everyone that they are a certain type of person, mm-hmm. and it's, like, types of people don't exist.
Yes, it's the self-objectification of the the adjectives and everything that, like, you put onto yourself.
Mm-hmm. I kind of, like, I see that a lot with people trying to come off as, like, very, like, contemplative. And, like, I don't know how to explain it. It's, like, they post, like, a picture of, like, some, like, shells, and the caption is, like, breathing into my body. And it's, like, yeah, you don't have to do all that, though. Like, I don't know. Maybe that's mean. No. Like, maybe that's my own.
That's funny. Whenever, like, I think of that type of person, I think of, like, 2020 Khloe Kardashian. Like, did you follow Khloe Kardashian during the pandemic?
I didn't have social media.
Well, Khloe Kardashian, like, during the pandemic, I feel like she had, like, some sort of spiritual awakening, because she would post, like, these long quotes about things or something, and, like, it was nice to, like, see that, but at the same time, it was kind of, like, who are you? And I feel like some people have to go through those, like, weird moments where, like, they just post, like, a picture of a fish or something, and they have to, like, find themselves, like, trial and error type of thing.
I will say, I read a think piece. I'm super into the Kardashian, like, what's it called at, like, a restaurant when you get that, like, thick sauce? And it's like a fancy restaurant. And they, like, call, oh, reduction.
Oh.
Yeah. Reductionist, like, Kardashian views. Someone was saying that she was, like, posting all those quotes, and, like, her feed was really, like, pink. Because she was going to be Kylie baby, was going to be Khloe baby. But then, like, as we know, Tristan, like, kept cheating on her. And it, like, wasn't going to work for, like, the baby brand, you know, to have this, like, nutty baby daddy.
Tea.
Yeah, I mean, who knows, right?
Wow. Yeah, but...
Go ahead, sorry.
I was just going to circle back to, like, finding yourself. But what were you going to say?
I was also going to circle back to that.
Yeah.
You go, though. You circle.
I think that, like, what, like, we're trying to say is just, like, you have to, kind of, like, be weird to, like, find yourself. I don't know. That's what I think that this is going. Is, like, you kind of have to, like, experience with yourself, like, things that, like, you wouldn't do, you know? And it's, like, almost like forming the relationship. Like, the greatest love you'll ever have of your entire life will be you, like, yourself. And if you were in a relationship, like, if you're, like, dating someone, like, wouldn't you want to, like, experience, like, going to a different mall with them or, like, trying different food with them? Like, why don't you do that with yourself to, like, see how you like it and, like, kind of harvest that experience? And that's just, like, how you can kind of, like, branch off and, like, explore your style. Because, like, what you are in the inner will eventually show out in the outer.
What I will say about that is, like, I don't know, do you feel like you found yourself?
No, like, it's never ending. Like, that's the beauty. Like, there's always going to be something to think about. There's always going to be something to change. Always.
And I think anytime you try to place an identity or, like, a label or a narrative on, like, who you are, you're going to, like, see yourself running away from that. Like, you're never going to be satisfied with it, you know?
The false ego.
Yeah. I mean, there is no authentic self, right? That's, like, the whole... I don't know. I mean, that's a whole debate right there. Like, because we are, like, containers, you know, and there is stuff in the containers. Like, even if it's an illusion, like, we're, like, living in the illusion.
Yeah.
You know? To some extent, we've been, like, marketed this, like, scheme that the way we're supposed to identify and, like, find ourselves is through, like, buying a new wardrobe every spring, you know? And, like, I'm, like, very wary of that. Oh my gosh, I went to the thrift store. Sorry, I'm just, like, bouncing all over the place. Like, keep up. I went to the thrift store and, like, it was clear that, like, this lady had died and, like, all of her, like, silk shirts were hanging, and I just got this rush of emotion, like, touching everything, and I was thinking, you know, like, what an amazing life she lived. Like, I just, like, have to, like, take one of her pieces so I can, like, absorb that energy. And, like, I feel like maybe that's the self.
Yeah. That energy that you can't, that's, like, metaphysical. Well, of course, that's the self. I worked at a thrift store. Well, it was, like, a luxury store and, like, a thrift store combined. And I would hate to be there at night because, at, like, we would have to close and, like, organize everything. And sometimes it would just be me alone. And I swear, like, the clothes were, like, haunted. Like, it wasn't the space. It was, like, the clothes. And, like, a lot of the clothes that we had were, like, vintage, like, Chanel or vintage, like, Burberry and stuff like that. And, like, a lot of horrible people happen to be rich, and, like, a lot of wealthy people happen to be horrible, and I just, like, got this, like, very, like, volatile kind of violent energy, like, from these things, like, from these, like, clothing stuff. Like, I had to, like, just not be there for that long, because I would just get so much, like, energy, like, kind of, like, bolted towards me because of that.
Do you ever feel that way about your own clothes?
No, because I feel like once I, like, wash my clothes and stuff, like, it has, like, my pheromones in it, you know?
Oh, sometimes I feel that way about, like, if somebody, like, buys me something that I don't want, but they bought it for me, I'm, like, scared of it.
Oh, wait, that's, yes.
What is that?
I don't know, but I have this, like, Champion hoodie that, like, one of my exes got me, and, like, I had to, like, put it in a different room, actually. Because every time I would, like, go and, like, look for something to wear, I would just, like, see it. And it just, like, gave me the most, like, rancid vibes. But what would you say your style is? I'm curious.
So when I was younger, I was, like, edgy. Like, I would wear, like, fur coats that were, like, gross, kind of. And, like, you know, like, stockings and, like... stuff like that. But then I went to the monastery and, like, I didn't have, like, anything there. Like, I think for, like, months I just had, like, a backpack, you know? Like, I really, like, wasn't tied to anything. And then I came back to the US and it was Christmas time and there was just, like, so much stuff being given at Christmas, like, all my relatives, and I was, like, so disgusted. And, like, I've had, like, a really hard time identifying with clothes since then, like, honestly. And it's not something I'm happy with. Like, I, like, want to have personal style, you know? I want to have, like, taste. I want to have, like, a sense of what I like and what I don't like. And that's been a journey for me, I think, like, trying to figure that out. I don't know, it's the, like, Buddhist communities are kind of weird with that stuff, you know, because you're supposed to, like, renounce worldly desires and, like, everyone's encouraging that. But, like, I think there is something about, like, being a woman and, like, dressing nicely, you know what I mean? And I think, like, both are attainable to some degree. Like, I think you can have nice things and not be attached to them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I want to take up very little space with my possessions. And I feel like every time I travel, I, like, see, like, a piece that I think is really special. Like, it's something I've never seen before. I like getting stuff like that.
Yeah. Unique items.
I don't know. I'm still trying to figure it out, though. Like, what I look good in, what I like wearing. I like being comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
A really big part of, like, my childhood and stuff, like, was actually, like, surrounded by fashion, because my dad had a lot of girlfriends when I was younger, and I remember, like, several of them, like, all were, like, very into, like, the whole Louis Vuitton Chanel thing, and would take me to, like, the Costa Mesa Mall and stuff like that, or, like, the West Coast Plaza. And, like, I would just, like, be surrounded, like, by these luxury things sometimes. And it, like, kind of gave me a sense of, like, taste, I would say. And that is, like, an experience that I'm, like, so grateful for that I had. And, like, I remember one of them just, like, giving me their, like, Louis Vuitton Speedy bag that they didn't want. And I was, like, this is what I want to do forever. Like, I want to always have, like, these, like, nice things around me. And then I ended up getting, like, a scholarship to FITM, which is in downtown Los Angeles. But I didn't, like, go because I wanted to do nursing and stuff. Because I made, like, this prom dress out of duct tape, and they sent me, like, like, these shoes that were, like, from an expensive designer. I can't think of the name. And then they sent me, like, a record player and stuff like that. So I feel like...
The school?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I know. It was kind of weird. But the point I'm getting at is, like, if style is something that, like, you find, like, super, like, a part of who you are, you know? Like, you can't, like, really describe it, like, when that type of, like, artistic tendency is within you. And I'm pretty sure you, the same way, like, with your, like, your beautiful paintings and stuff like that, it's just who you are. So it's, like, an extension of yourself. And, like, fashion is wearable architecture, and with you, like, your drawings are, like, something that's, like, imprinted into your mind, and your feelings and your emotions kind of, like, plastered out on something tangible. So if, like, style is something that, like, your soul, like, desires, then it's something that you should pursue. But if not, then it's not there.
Sometimes I feel stupid when I wear something nice. Do you ever feel that way? Like, I don't know if I, like, do my hair, like, hair done, nails done, everything done, and I'm, like, out. I feel, like, weird.
No, I feel weird if I don't have anything done. I'm, like, the opposite.
Maybe it's about what makes you feel normal.
Yeah. Or makes you feel confident. Like,
Yeah, that's true. What makes you feel confident?
Yeah, what makes you feel confident is a big one with style. And also, like, what colors complement you.
Right, like, are you, like, winter or fall? Like,
yeah. That? Yeah. Or, like, what, like, palette? Like, I do not look good in pastel colors. Like, I know that about myself. I look good in, like, beiges and browns and stuff like that. So you just have to, like, figure your flow with your wardrobe, like, with your clothing. But style, like, goes beyond clothing, because you can, like, again, like, you can, like, be very, like, poor or whatever, and, like, not have a lot of money, but, like, still look amazing because you just, like, happen to know how to, like, wear a skirt the right way, or, like, how to belt something, you know? Fashion is so 2000s.
I do think it is like really a skill to like, if you've ever been thrifting with someone who like knows how to thrift, or like maybe you're that person and like you can just go in there, you can like scan through like hundreds of things with lightning speed and like pick out the right pieces, you know? Like, you know, those people who are always like, OMG, like I found this like random archive brand. Like, do you know what I mean? Like,
Yeah.
it's like, that's a skill. And same as like makeup, same as hair, like all these forms of presentation. And like, you have to keep up with them. You know, you have to be like genuinely interested in them.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I used to know a lot about makeup and I like had all the makeup. And then I like forgot about, or like I stopped being as interested in it for a few years. And then it was like I just like didn't have what I needed anymore.
Yeah, I guess all of this stuff like really doesn't matter though at the end of the day. Because the way that you look doesn't matter. Oh, another thing with style is finding someone that like kind of fits your vibe and like kind of like trying to emulate that, like just out of convenience reasons.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah. Like my person is Claudia Saluski. She's like this YouTuber that I used to be obsessed with, and like I still am.
Kind of. Interesting. I've never heard that name before.
Yeah, like, oh, and also the Olsen twins. Oh my gosh.
Oh yeah, they look great.
All the time. Like, good for them.
I mean, I do think like desire is a really important breadcrumb. Like, anytime you feel jealousy towards someone, it's an indication that like you want something they have and you should get it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, even if it's just a look or like a moment.
Yeah. And also like your style can just be about like the energy that you carry. Like, it's really important to like clean that energy.
Clean that energy. Yeah, the other day I was like scrolling first thing in the morning, which, you know, you should never do, but we all do it. And I was starting to feel really bad about myself. I was starting to feel like really like weak in my person, just like, you know, looking at everyone thinking like, why isn't that me? Why isn't that me? And like, in the past, I've like left that environment feeling really defeated. But in this particular instance, I like put on music and I was dancing and I started like just like having fun with myself, you know, like lip syncing in the mirror, like brushing my hair, and like I was able to sort of tap into this vibration like within myself of like, you know, like I am me and that's the best I can be, and just feeling really like joyful and playful. And that was nice. It felt very like victorious over peer pressure, maybe.
Yeah, or just like feeling inferior. But yeah, that's like the worst feeling ever, is just like scrolling for so long and just being like, what? Like, what? Why? Like, why am I like this? It's so frustrating because it's like, oh, like it's so close. Like, but it's like you are that. Like, you already are like whatever you want to be, because like you can just like say it, you know? Like, you have to like believe it. I don't know.
Yeah. And no, but also, as much as you aren't, neither are they. Do you know what I mean?
Kind of.
I mean, just think about how much effort goes into Instagram and, like, curating a feed, like, curating a moment. Like, taking a picture of yourself is, like, it's a full-time job, getting that shot. Like,
yeah, no, it truly is. Like, I follow this one person on TikTok, and they say that they take, like, literally 1,000 pictures of, like, just one moment to, like, get, like, 2 pictures on Instagram.
Yeah, I mean,
that's, like, a full hour.
Yeah, that's a long time.
And then you have, what, like, 7 hours of sleep, or, like, 8 hours of sleep. And, like, you have to eat for, like, at least, like, 3 of those hours out of your day. And then go to the bathroom, that's, like, another hour. You literally only have, like, yeah, 6 hours left of your day, and then, like, you're probably scrolling for, like, 3 of those hours. Like, what are you doing for 3 hours? I don't know. It was just, like, mind-blowing to me that she took 1,000 pictures. Like, sometimes even more. Like, only 1,000 pictures with one pose.
Yeah. I keep up with this girl who, like, she, like, makes shirts, and, like, every, like, couple of days, you know, she, like, takes a picture, and it's, like, you know, she's got her little bag, she's got her leg warmers, she's, you know, she's got, like, a full, like,
a fit. Like,
look, right? And it's also, it's, like, a gorgeous picture of her, she's got her hair slicked back, and, like,
oh, yeah, getting ready. I mean,
that's
ready.
A full-time job. That's yeah. A full-time job.
Getting ready. I always forget that, like, people, like, take time to get ready for things. Because, mm-hmm. like, I was going somewhere, and, like, I was, like, sharing a car with, like, a girl. And the girl was like, oh, do you want to do your makeup, like, in the car? Like, where are you going to do your makeup? And I'm like, I'm like, well, what? Like, you're doing, like, I didn't even bring makeup. Like, I just, like, felt yeah. kind of, like, awkward, like. You know, it was just kind of like, oh gosh, like, I'm not that type of girl. Like, that makes me sad for myself sometimes, but it's, at the same time, it's like, I have other priorities, so it's fine.
Yeah. I just, like, for me personally, I try to, like, shave my legs and my armpits and, like, brush my hair. Like, I try to, like, every day, it's really important for me to have my hair nice. Like, I've just noticed, like, I feel like I carry a lot of strength in my hair. I feel really, like, powerful when, like, my hair is, like, its full self. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Just Leo things.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so. I am, like, I had to stop being friends with these girls, honestly, because, like, I was so unkempt. And, like, it was almost, like, the vibe of, like, our friendship was, like, OMG, like, Amelia is so unkempt. Like, oh, you're wearing that t-shirt? Like, and, like, I sort of realized that I either needed to, like, join them or, do you know what I mean? Like, they sort of, like, wanted me to be, like, wearing, like, a linen dress all the time, and it's just, like, I honestly think a key to friendship in adulthood and maybe, like, finding yourself in adulthood is, like, linking with people who match your aesthetic.
Yes, that's what I was trying to say at the beginning with, like, the people.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like, I'm picturing, like, a group of people in my mind. Like, they're all wearing different things, but, like, they can resemble the Powerpuff Girls if they wanted to because they all have that sort of, like, sisterly energy.
I like that.
Yeah, it's so true, though. Like, once you, like, find someone that, like, you can, like, see yourself in, it's really nice. And, like, I love doing that. Like, that's, like, one of the joys of life. And that also kind of, like, helps me, like, find my own personal style because it's, like, exploring another part of yourself through, like, the solution that you make with another person, you know? Like, Baba Ram Dass, he talks about when he, like, marries people. When he, like, used to, like, marry people, he would think of a triangle because, like, there's two points which represents the other person and then the other person, but then, like, the third point is, like, the chemistry, like, the alchemized energy of both of them together, and, like, that was, like, super important, like, that pinnacle of the triangle, and every single person, like, has that. That's why two is, like, such an important number in, like, numerology and, like, just mathematics in general. Like, if you can boil something down into, like, couples or to, like, even numbers, then, you just get more formulas or, like, you know, that's how, like, a lot of things were calculated, just to, like, find the light years or whatever. Like, two, like, it's the number two. So, like, of course, having a relationship with someone will obviously, like, make your own energy into something more beautiful because, like, you're creating, like, a different solution with someone. And that also helps your style, like, on a very mundane level also.
I mean, we have two of a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just letting that sink in.
Finding friendships and, like, I feel like a lot of people, like, wouldn't be where they are, like, if it weren't for the people around them. Like, that sounds kind of obvious, but it's, like, so, like, once you, like, recognize it, that, like, relationships are so important, like, models and stuff, like, they probably wouldn't be models if they didn't have, like, inspiration or if they had, like, a connection with someone, or, you know what I mean? It's just, like, because that's who people look up to for style is, like, usually models or fashion designers. Like, who would they be without the people around them?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, relationships are super influential. I've really been crying out for, like, in real life relationships. But that's just, like, not what's happening for me right now.
I feel like I've been attracting a lot of people recently, which is just, like, really weird for me.
That's good, right?
Yeah, but I'm, like, a loner at heart, so I'm just, like, I don't really want to create any more solutions with people.
You're not a loner, you're just wishy-washy.
Yeah, but I like having... That's true. I like being that way, though.
Yeah, it's super frustrating.
It is, I'm sorry, but it's just how, like, my life has to go. Because if I don't, like, have that sort of, like, spider web, then I just feel like it's... Life is just very boring.
Back on the style thing, I was just thinking how... I was, like, a teenager, right? And I was, like, dressing like Kesha. And then I was in New York. I was, like, with the, like, city kids, you know? We were, like, so edgy, whatever. And then I started dating this older man. And I was not acquainted with his friends, but I was aware of them. And for the first time in my life, I was sort of seeing how, like, women dressed, you know, like, not like my mom, you know, who wears, like, I don't know, I don't want to roast
my mom. She goes.
Yeah. No, exactly. But, like, there's a certain power you step into, I want to say, like, in your 30s, where you're like, okay, I am a woman, period. I've got some money, like, I've been, like, on my own now for, like, a decade plus, like, I'm starting to know what I like, and I don't know, just, like, seeing how they dressed and how they lived and how they presented themselves was so inspiring to me at that time, because I didn't know that you could be like that. My voice cracked, but I'm, like, not emotional.
You're just, like, crying.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't put it past myself, but, like, how do I describe what they would wear? Like...
Like a button-down shirt. Know. And, like...
Yeah, and, like, these, like, long-ass skirts, you know? Like, yeah. And they'd be, like, oh, flowers, my favorite. Like, heart emoji.
Like a floral print or something.
Yeah, but it was, like... It was very beautiful, and it sort of was like, for me at least at that time, it was like, oh, I, like, don't have to, like, act like I'm troubled. Do you know what I mean? Like, so much of my identity when I was young and, like, the way I presented myself was sort of, like, trying to convince other people that I was, like, truly, like, from the streets. Do you know what I mean?
I, like, tried to do the opposite.
Oh, were you, like, what's it called, like, coquette?
Yeah.
Honestly?
Kind of.
I feel like that vibe, like, you know, like, oh, like, daddy, like, I'm wearing, like, a nightgown. Like, I feel like that's sort of, like, it reminds me of, you know, people who, like, dress, like, they're, like, from the 50s and they have, like, 50s appliances.
Yeah, like the Marilyn Monroe wannabe on TikTok. No shade to her. I know people get super...
Yeah, no shade to her. No shade to her.
We love her, okay?
Guys, peace, no war, love.
Yes, she's amazing. What is her name? I can't even think about it right now. But she, like, lives in Marilyn Monroe's, like, old house. I think it's really cool that she got
lives in her house?
Yeah, like, it's so... It's a lot.
Wait, so she has money?
I don't know how, though. Like, maybe she, like, does, like, some random job that she gets money from. But, yeah, she lives in her house, like, in Van Nuys, which is in California.
Wait, I want to look it up.
Yeah. I don't think I'm at the time of my life where I'm supposed to be owning a button-down shirt. or a collared shirt. Like, I'm not there yet. Like, I'm still good with my baggy jeans and, like, my crop tops from high school. Like, a lot of my clothes are from high school, and, like, they still are so good.
But, yeah, you know what kind of scares me? Like, it's, like, I feel like these women are wearing, like, loafers, and they're, like, legit, like, $700.
Yeah.
But, and it's not even, it's not from, like, Gucci, you know, it's a brand called, like, Arrow and Stone.
Oh, yeah. Or it's, like, Tod's, like, you're spending, Tod's are cute, though.
Yeah, Tod's are cute. That's a, it's a really interesting, like, self. I don't know how to explain it, but they have, like, a plant. And, like, they're wearing some, like, ugly-ass, like, cargo pants that are, like, from, like, Barrel and Cedar. And, like, do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. I feel so bad when I buy from, like, things like Aritzia and stuff like that, or, like, Lululemon. Like, I have stuff from those places, but only if people buy them for me, just because of, like, like you said, like, the ethical reasons. I don't know, I feel like you just, like, get to a point where it's, like, but what would that really do for me? And also, like, you can just, like, manifest it. Like, I try to do that with, like, my, like, yoga clothes. Like, I'll be, like, okay, my stepsister is going to buy, like, the wrong size leggings, and she's going to have to give me her leggings, and, like, it'll happen. Like, that's happened once before. So.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so I feel like try that out with, like, your style, you know?
Yeah. I think another thing that's been helpful for me is, like, I can, like, think of a shirt. I'm, like, I really like wearing this, like, white t-shirt, but I wish I had a shirt that was, like, the same, but it was, like, softer and more form-fitting, and, like, when that comes into my life, I'm gonna donate this t-shirt because, like, that's the one I really want. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, constantly refining things.
And donating your clothes is amazing, too. Like,
it feels so good.
It does. Like, it does something to you.
I gotta say, though, like, I live really close to this thrift store, and I go there all the time. And I've given them a bunch of stuff. I do not see it on the racks. Like, I do not. I mean, honestly, I think, I wasn't sure if they, like, hired this guy because it was, like, a thrift store and, you know, they want to, like, help out. But I might have just given this bag to, like, a homeless guy outside because he was kind of confused when I handed it to him.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I don't know.
He's, like, out there wearing, like,
yeah, Lululemon.
Jean shorts and stuff. High-waisted jean shorts.
Go ahead.
I was going to ask you something. Oh, yeah, did you find the girl's house, Marilyn Monroe's house?
Well, she owns a lot of houses, so I got kind of confused, but they all look really nice. Like, okay, well, yeah, Marilyn Monroe Brentwood House, where she lived and died, is listed for $7 million. And I don't know exactly which one they live in, but, I mean, it's, like, really nice. You know, it's Marilyn Monroe's house.
Yeah. I can't think of her name, and it's really bothering me.
Yeah, I don't know her name.
Like, you have, like, her face and her, like, voice in your head, right?
Yeah, I mean, she's a cutie, you know?
Oh, yeah, she's super cute. Another thing with finding your style is, like, just, like, simply being, like, who you are, you know? Like, the past, like, we don't know if it's happened yet. The future, we don't know if it's going to come. Like, all we really know is, like, the present, like, what we see around us. And it's, like, just grab whatever you have around you. Like, what more do you need? Like, you have everything you need to, like, be who you truly want to be at this exact moment. There's nothing else.
What I will say, though, is, like, I have been doing that for, like, a couple years. That's been my philosophy, and I've been standing by it. And very much, like, my inside light is all I need. But, like, I don't know. This is, like, a larger issue. I'm not sure if it's relatable, but I'm kind of, like, a human trash can. Like, my pants right now are this old lady who died pants. My shirt is Jan's ex-girlfriend's father's. My underwear, legit, from Jan's mom. it was new, but she gave it to me. Like I don't own a single thing. And honestly, like, I might need to go to the hospital because I'm like this. But, like, I don't own a single thing where I'm like, I like this, I want it. Because I feel bad doing that. Like, I feel bad contributing to, like... Yeah, and so that's, like, a journey I'm on, you guys, is I'm really trying to find my light again. Like, I'm really trying to find out, like, who I am in, like, the material world.
So this is a podcast that you need to listen to.
Yeah, I need to listen to it.
I don't know, Amelia. I think that you, like, have, like, such a unique beauty to yourself that, like, finding items and stuff is going to be very difficult for you. Maybe you should just start making your own clothing.
Oh my god, I have to make my own clothing. I have to make my own music. I have to write a book. Like, I can't do it anymore.
You just can't relate. No, but
I did.
I kind of see you as, like, a Free People girly.
They're so, like...
Yeah. It's hard to, like, agree 100% with something. The consumerism that influencing has brought is kind of alarming as well. And, like, you don't want to contribute to that as well, like, to do what they're doing.
What do you think of, like, have you seen the discourse around, like, oh, is influencing over? Is it dead?
No, I feel like it's just starting. And also, you're not a trash can. You're a recycling bin.
Oh, that's nice. Still kind of gross, though.
No, recycling bins are so much nicer.
Like, I do think
they're, like, not soggy.
I don't know how people can, like, first of all, to get a PR package, you kind of need to, like, advocate for one. You know, it's not like it just, like, people always act in these videos like, oh my god, like, I don't even know what this is, like, at my house. And it's like, no, you, like, signed up for this and you, like, gave them your mailing info.
And you they know? Probably emailed you, like, asking if everything that you wanted was in there and, like,
or, like, more realistically, you reached out to them.
Yeah.
You know? But I don't know. Like, I don't know how people can do that and, like, live their life. Maybe that's a little aggressive. Yeah. I mean, I think you can always tell yourself a story that sort of, like, justifies what you do. Like, I think there's always an angle like that, but it just, like... For me personally, it's hard to see some of the consumerism.
I think people don't, like, look at it like that, though. Like, I think we're looking at it, like, very scrutinizing, and, like, we're seeing, like, the repercussions of, like, what the earth is going through and, like, the butterfly effects that, like, having, like, buying one shirt can do for the environment and, like, what it just does for, like, your own sort of energy. Like, you're bringing in something that you have to take care of. Like, you have to take care of that shirt for as long as that shirt lives. Like, that's a big deal. And also, like, other people just don't, like, think about it like that. Like, they're just, like, this is just a shirt, like, whatever. Or, like, you know, or they think that they're, like, superior because they have so many more possessions. And, like, they have, like, that's just, like, adding to, like, their wealth ego or something like that. I don't know. I feel like they don't think badly about it, though. They think, like, this is a righteous victory.
I don't know. I think they do know.
I think that they might know, like, deep down, like, in their inner self, but, like, in reality, I don't. I think that, like, a lot of people are ignorant.
Think about your energy body and, like, the way that, like, you have, like, a warmth and, like, a light and a vibration that's, like, coming off of your skin, like, directly onto your clothes. It's, like, deeply intermingling with that, you know, like, if you, like, smell a piece of clothing, you, like, smell the person who owned it. Like, it, like, carries their essence. Mm-hmm. And, like, it's hard for me. I don't know. I think I'm a very sensitive person, but, like, I think when you wear something that's, like, brand new and it's, like, hypothetically it's never been worn before, like, it, like, takes a while for you to break it in, you know, like, with a pair of shoes for it to, like, become yours, carry your energy.
Wearing, like, older clothes and also keeping clothes and also finding like your Sims outfit. Like if you were a Sim character, like what would you be wearing all the time? Because like you can't change.
Oh, what would you be wearing?
Probably like high-waisted jeans with like a long sleeve shirt that like goes kind of like downward to like elongate my neck. And then like a nice bag or something and like some Converse.
I would wear some black yoga pants and a black long sleeve shirt and white sneakers.
Cool.
Thanks.
Yeah, that I feel like we'd be characters on like Total Drama Island.
Oh, I never watched that.
Really? I used to be obsessed with that. 10/10 would recommend.
I think I saw it once at my grandpa's house.
I used to watch it like at night. Just like go and like.
Do you feel like in your style you like carry on your lineage?
I think people remember you off of the clothes that you wear, whether you like it or not, so. Like, there's this one guy in my class that I'm taking right now, and he always has, like, this, like, vintage polo, or maybe it's Tommy Hilfiger, I don't know, something like that, like, jacket, like, a denim jacket, and I love it because I sit behind him, and, like, when he, like, puts it on, it, like, sends me, like, a whiff of his cologne, and it's, like, oh, he's taking out the jacket, and it's, like, I remember him from that, and, like, I really, like, enjoy his presence, like, because of that jacket. It's, like, very aesthetically pleasing to look at, it's nice to smell, and, like, that's, like, again, your clothes carry on, like, your energetical essence of yourself.
Mm-hmm. Jan has this one black hoodie that he's always wearing, and, like, it just, like, fits so nicely, you know? It's one of those, like, thick black hoodies.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, as soon as I had a crush on him, I remember thinking, like, oh, my God, I just, like, can't wait to wear that hoodie. Like, I can't wait to, like, get my, like, scent all up in there, you know?
Yeah.
And reader, I did.
I'm the same way. Like, I have this, like, navy crew neck of his. Ugh, mm-hmm. It's the best.
Oh, yeah, Jan has a navy crew neck, too, and it's so thick. Like, I feel like the, like, man material is just so much more, like, thick and starchy.
Yeah, it's nice. It will definitely, like, hurt your nipples, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah, sometimes those, like, really big sweaters.
Oh, yeah, people always talk about that, like, clothing, like, hurting the nipples, but that's not really, like, my reality. I'm, like, getting my nipples hard right now.
To see if it happens.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess I just have sensitive nips.
Oh, you know what's another element to style is, like, winter.
Winter.
And you don't really have winter. Like, no, we even have if winter. You do. Yeah, but you don't have winter. Like, it's LA.
It gets, like, 50 degrees over here.
Okay, shut up. Don't even talk to me about 50 degrees.
Like, is that not cold? That.
Dude, it gets like.
Oh, actually, in December in Philadelphia, it was like 40 degrees one night, and I like was actually crying.
You're crying?
Yeah.
Like, did your tears freeze on your cheeks?
On my porcelain skin? No. But yeah, it was cold over there. I remember, like, freezing and then coming back and, like, just defrosting for, like, a couple days.
There is just, like, a period of the winter. And, like, I run cold. I'm, like, a cold person. And there's, like, a month or 2 months where it's just, like, every single moment of your life that you're not either asleep or in the bath, like, you are cold. And, like, your fingers and your toes ache. And, like, during those 2 months, like, all aesthetic just goes out the window. Like, you're, like, dressing like a caveman. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And then,
and, like, there's just no room for romance or beauty. Like, it's so humbling. Like, if you leave the house, you have to, like, cover your face in Vaseline.
I love that.
And I don't know. It's hard to come back from it, though.
I love that for some reason. Like, the rawness of humanity comes out. like the Northmen.
Yeah. Oh my god, I know we talked about that last time, but that movie touched me.
For real, no. It, like, did something to me. Especially when, like, the guy said to Anya, like, you have my blood inside of you. I was like, whoa.
Oh, I was so confused. I thought they were sisters. Or, like, sister. Because do you remember at the beginning of the movie when he was a little boy? He was, like, with a little girl? Like, at the very beginning?
Oh, yeah, but that wasn't her sister. That might have been, like, Anya Taylor-Joy or whatever as, like, a young one. But, no, they were definitely lovers.
We never got her story. Like, she was, like, you know, she had, like, her own thing going on.
Yeah.
What did they wear in that? They just wore, like, some, like, animal skins?
Yeah, animal skins and, like, wool and, like, some sort of linen that they probably, like, made from compressing, I forgot what, like, the thing is. Like, you know.
Tanning.
Yeah, that.
I mean, I feel like in those times, like, culture was advanced enough that, like, there were people whose lives were, like, fashion and, like, making clothes, you know? And, like, if you had, like, the money and the privilege, like, you would be, like, knowing about, like, the latest trends and, like, getting all dressed up, you know? But, like, that wasn't something that, like, the collective was interested in, you know? Like,
imagine being in the Victorian era.
Honestly, I don't know, actually. I think I would marry, like, some real loser.
Like, some psychologist.
Yeah, who was, like, 40, you know?
Yeah, and you're, like, 15. The horror.
Something that I struggle with personally that, like, comes out in relationships, like, romantic or otherwise, is just, like, I, like, have a really intense experience of the world. Like, things make me emotional. Like, things, like, take me out. Like the way I, like, put energy towards things, I think, is, like, different from most people. And, like,
yeah,
I think for most of history, like, up until now, especially for women, it's been, like, very utilitarian, you know? It's been, like, get up and do the dishes. I don't know about that, actually. Like, as soon as I'm saying that, like, I feel like the dishes just takes, like, 30 minutes. And, like, if your husband's at work all day, you can just, like, lie around.
Yeah, I don't really have any problems with, like, the traditional housewife thing. But I do see what you're saying with, like, how you experience life at such, like, an intense level. I'm not really like that, but I can see, like, how other people can be like that, you know? And I feel like that does kind of, like, seep into, like, the way that you experience buying things and wearing things. Like, you really have to have, like, an emotional connection towards it for you to feel even comfortable, like, having it near you.
Well, how would you dress a Sim character who, like, feels things on an emotional level?
Probably the one just, like, black yoga pants, but, like, not, like, the yoga pants that, like, go, like, inward, like, the yoga pants that, like, go outward, like, flared or whatever.
yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
And then, like, maybe to, like, jazz it up, like, some Prada sneakers or something to, like, add a little bit of, like, coyness or whatever it's called, you know.
Coyness.
Is it called coyness? I don't know, like, when you're trying to, like, not, like, show off too much, but, like, you're, like, actually showing off.
Oh, yeah, I think that is being coy.
Yeah, and then maybe, like, a lace top.
Are we coy?
I would say that I'm coy because, like, I feel like people don't, like, realize, like, the amount of effort that I put into, like, my clothing. But, like, I never look bad. So it's, like, at least
I don't. Yeah, that is true. You look good.
You do, too.
No, I don't. Like, you don't have to say that. It doesn't, like, make me feel good. I know I don't.
Well, I really liked your outfit the other day.
What was it?
The sage green looks really good on you. I think you look really good in pastels.
The sage green?
The sage green tank top or something that you were wearing? Very nice. Texture is also a really good thing on clothes. Like, find what, like, texture you like to wear. Like, I really like linen. Like, linen is so nice to wear.
You know that one type of phone case that's, like, silicone, and it's, like, I don't know how to explain it, but you, like, touch it, and it's really satisfying?
Does it, like, leave, like, dirt on it? Because I don't like that.
If you have dirt on your hand, then it would leave it on it.
Yeah, but I'm always, like, my hands always get dirty so quickly.
Oh, yeah, me too. That's why I can't have nails. I was actually going to get nails just like yours, but then you got them.
I feel like, this is going to sound so bad, but, like, I literally feel, like, handicapped with these nails on. Like, I can't do any of, like, the rough housing that I like to do. Like, having acrylic nails, like, really does limit you. But it also, it, like, forces you to, like, be, like, a lady.
It's interesting how... Okay, like, the physical markers of femininity, you know, like, someone who was trying to present as really feminine would have, like, and I'm generalizing here, but, you know, like, long hair, nails done, heels, short skirt, like, all of these things are, like, incapacitating. You know what I mean? Like, you can't pick up anything, you can't run, like, I don't know, it's interesting.
Yeah, like, sneakers are, like, probably, like, a 50-year thing, like, you know, that women have been wearing. Like,
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Same with bras. Tampons.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Nails are probably, like, a 30-year thing. 40-year.
Yeah.
Braces, makeup.
Mm-hmm. Earrings.
So what did women look like before that? Like, how did they identify?
Just long skirts, not being able to wear pants.
I know my grandma told me that she had, like, 13 siblings, and, like, when she was little, all of her sisters would go to balls, and they'd wear, like, fur coats and, like ball gowns, and, like, her one sister got married to a rich man, and he, like, bought them all fur coats, and, like, she didn't get one. She was so jealous.
Aww. That makes me sad for your grandma. I'll buy her a fur coat. Having a fur coat is such an experience as well. I wish I lived in a climate where, like, that was a thing. Obviously, I wouldn't buy, like, a new fur coat. I'd probably buy, like, the chinchilla fur coats, like, the Kardashians would wear, like, wear, like, a big thing. Mm.
I have a mink coat.
Mink is nice.
It's secondhand, obviously.
Yeah, like, only secondhand. It's horrible what they do.
What I will say is, like, it looks crazy. Like, it looks like I look like Cruella de Vil, but it's just the warmest thing in the world. Like, no coat will ever be as warm as that.
Yeah, and if you live in, like, that type of climate, like, you really need, like, genuine fur or else you will freeze to death.
I feel like, you know how we were talking about that triangle?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to create a new triangle modality for, like, style. And, like, your authentic self is, like, a center dot. And then each of the three corners, one is aesthetic, you know? It's, like, beauty. It's, like, the pictures you save to your phone, you know, your Pinterest board, whatever. One is utility, like, how important it is for you to, like, you know, use your hands, like, movement,
What's your like, stride? Like, I have, like, a 25-inch stride. Like, I have to have pants that, like, accustomed to that.
25-inch.
You probably have,
like... What are you talking about?
Like, when you know when you walk forward, it's, like, how... Like, I'm pretty short, but, like, I do have, like, my inseam is, like, 34, which is, like, pretty big for, like, how tall I am. So, like, my stride is, like, 25 inches long. Like, I have to have skirts that, like, accommodate for that stride length. I only know that because of cross country, but, like, I'm pretty sure you have, like, a 34-inch stride. And, like, you wearing pants that, like, have, like, a 34-inch inseam, like, would be horrible for you. And, like, a lot of, like, luxury designers, like, will only have that because, like, I don't know what I'm getting at. But, like, yeah, comfortability is a huge one. utilitarian utilizations. What was your third
quote? Yeah. Wait, let me say on that, though, like, personally, I cannot stand the feeling of, like, having my crotch area constricted, like, whatsoever.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not, I just, like, can't do that. Like, skinny jeans, no, I just can't. And, like, it is a compulsion, and, like, one might even argue that, like, leaning into that would, like, help me purify that. Yeah, one might argue that, actually.
I think you might.
One might.
I think you should buy a pair of skinny jeans.
And just, like, wear them everywhere and walk, like, from one end of the city to the other every day.
Or maybe, like, leather pants that are, like, super, like, constricting.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
During the hot summer.
Maybe you should pick out my clothes. I would buy them. Like, just, like, pick them out.
Yeah, I can be your little stylist. No problem.
I don't know why you added little onto that. Like, it's, like, a demeaning thing.
Like, physically. I'm just like, kidding.
You made a duct tape dress. Like, you're... Wait, and then the third point on the triangle. Wait, I kind of forgot what it is. I guess it's not a triangle. I guess it's just, like, a line.
No, there was something else. Was it, like, your energy body? Like, what you feel comfortable with?
Like, I was gonna say, like, comfort, but I feel like that fits into utility, like, with all this stuff about, like, your stride.
Like, but, like, physical comfortability and then, like, emotional comfortability, which can include, like, confidence and
stuff. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's so real.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, like, everyone has little things, you know? Like,
mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think what mine are.
Like, I don't like wearing, like, the, what is it called? A turtleneck? Turtlenecks?
Oh, why?
Because I feel like I have, like, a short neck in some ways. So, like, I only wear, like, the mock neck type looks. Like, I love mock necks. I don't like turtlenecks. Like, little
What's
things.
A mock neck?
It's, like, half an inch up your neck instead of, like, a whole, like, 3 inches, like, a turtleneck.
Okay, I dated this guy once who told me that I needed to, like, he was, like, you should work out your arms. And I was, and ever since then, literally ever since then, okay, I will say, like, I'm a Cancer. I have a lot of, like, my, like, boobs go into my armpits, and I'm okay with that. But, like, I'm not. I don't know. I don't want to make this, like that. Like, I don't have that kind of conversation, you know. But, yeah, like, I have a lot of trouble finding, like, tank tops I like or, like, sleeveless shirts I like because I don't like exposing, like, my, like, voluptuous, like, side boob area.
I love...
Because I feel self-conscious of it because of this guy.
I love the way that looks for some reason. Remember when you showed me a picture of, like... You, like, sent me something where, like, this girl was, like, posing with, like, her abs kind of, like, tucked in or, like, flexed or whatever. And then, like, of her, like, not posing at all with, like, just her tummy out. And then I was, like... Oh, I like the picture of her with, like, her tummy out. Like, I think she, like, looks better for some reason. And then you were like, that's because she looks more feminine. And, like, that just, like, mm-hmm. always has me thinking, like, there are, like, some parts of, like, a woman's body that, like, other people might not find, like, attractive. But, like, trust me, a lot of people do find it attractive because I can see that as well. Like, that arm boob fat they're talking about, like, I like that. Like, I don't know why. It's just, like, something, like, really nice about that. It's, like, human in a way. But it's also, like, uniquely human. Like, the different shapes of, like, a flower is also, like, the different shapes of a human body.
And, you know, if you ever are in the unfortunate position to be intimate with a guy, like, he will be going for those areas, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Which is interesting.
Yeah, they will always go for the areas that you find the most uncomfortable about yourself. Like, they will like the most. Or, like, a woman, yeah.
I feel like this is honestly part... We're just, like, unpacking my issues on this episode. But I feel like the top half of my body is, like, from my father. And the bottom half is from my mother. And they, like, don't fit together. Like, it's, like, I'm, like, two different people. And then, like, my essence is my, like, creepy grandpa.
That's objectifying yourself. That's adding adjectives. So? Yeah. I feel that.
Yeah, isn't that who I am? Like, who am I if not the people who ruined me?
I think you're, like, a combination of, like, the energies constantly around you. So maybe, like, you are that, but you're going to change. Like, in 5 years, maybe you won't have your grandfather's essence around you.
If you ever, like, notice what it takes for you to find someone else beautiful, I think that's really interesting and, like, says a lot about who you are. Like, I mean, like, the things that I... You see beauty in everyone, you know, but on, like, a very, like, immediate visual level, like, the things that you find beautiful are things that you, like, wish you had. Do you know what I mean? Or, like, I don't know, like, if you're, like, hyper aware of a certain feature on your face, you're going to be, like, looking at that in other people and, like, looking for that in other people.
Yes. Yeah. No, like, Bella Hadid and, like, Selena Gomez, they both have, like, very prominent, like, bunny lines or, like, nasolabial folds. And, like...
So do I.
Yeah, I like that a lot now. Like, I didn't like that before, but now I think, like, the nasolabial folds, like, just show that, like, you're a happy person deep down. Because, like, you are, like, kind of, like, smiling or, like, grinning on the inside. And, like, that just, like, shows on the outside.
How do you feel about aging?
It's something that I'm scared of, for sure. Like, I see a new wrinkle every single day. I see a new gray hair every single day. But it's also...
Are you kidding me?
I mean, not every day, but, you know, and also, in, like, in other people, too. Like, seeing your friends get gray hair is weird. Or, like, seeing your
friends... That hasn't happened to me.
Really?
No, I think my friends that I've, like, had since... I was young, like, look better now than they ever have. And I'll say, like, I have really oily skin, so I don't really have wrinkles, but, like,
yeah.
Just, like, the layout of my face, like, Jan said that I have an old soul, and I, like, wanted to punch him.
You know? He means that in, like, the most kindest way possible, like, the most gentlest, like...
No, but it is, like, at least in the way I view myself, I think that is a large part of my identity and always has been, that I feel, like, very heavy and ancient. In a way that, like, when I was a child, like, do you remember, like, when you could, like, feel something but you didn't have the words for it and all you could do was cry?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like that.
Like, that you felt that you were more, like, but not, like, mature, but, like, also not old. You, like, just felt like there was experiences that, like, you knew that you were going to face that other people didn't. Like, you
had... Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
That's a good way to put it. Like, just feeling really, like, even when I was, like, very little, feeling like it was, like, my burden to bear a certain thing that, like, nobody else could see or understand. And, like, all I wanted was for it to go away, you know? Like, I would, like, pray for it to, like, lift off of me. And it just... I guess that's my style.
Eternal
suffering.
I know. I don't want to say suffering because it's, like, so... It's already there, you know? People are already going to put that in their minds. But, you know, it's like walking down the spiral of hell.
But then once you go through hell, you come out the other side.
Yeah, and then you come through a beautiful vagina.
I think you should dress... like, the people you want to be friends with.
Yeah.
Like, you have to find the others, you know? Like, the whole, one of the big points of being here is to find the others.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, you know, if you're a witch, then start looking like one.
Prove yourself to them.
Yeah.
get initiated. Or if you are a fairy, then dress like a fairy. I think I would be like, you know, if this were like a fantastical little realm that we lived in with like creatures and stuff, I would definitely be like a forest nymph. Like, I feel that deeply in my soul.
I think I would be like an old man who like melted into a tree.
And then you're just like the talking tree.
Or do you know that children's book where the pig is like magically turned into a rock and his mom is sitting on the rock and like she's like crying and she's like, where's my son? And he's like, I'm here, but he's a rock.
Yeah, I think I know exactly what you're talking about. And I feel like that gave me nightmares like for a while.
Yeah, that was like deeply disturbing because I think when you're a child, you don't have object permanence like that. Yeah. And like that like could happen to you.
Like there was like a looming possibility that like you could be turned into a rock at any moment.
I fear that this episode has been like really unhelpful for someone who's like trying to find their style. Like someone's like listened to this whole thing and they're like, I just want to know what shoes I should wear.
They're like, give me shops, people.
Depop. Yeah, well, what stores do you like?
I get a lot of my clothes on Depop. Like, if I do, am I searching, like, but, like, if I, like, search for something, like, I will try to make an outfit in my mind. Like, okay, I want to wear, like, these shoes with this, and, like, oh, shit, I don't have this shirt. Just, like, look it up on Depop. Like, white basic shirt. Okay, I found one that I liked. Done deal. Like, you know?
Yeah. I buy things that fit me well. Like, just, like, fit my body. There's certain, like, rules you can, like, follow with that. Like, where, like, the, like, seam on the shoulder is and, like, doesn't match up with your shoulder. And, like, you can probably, like, watch a video about that. You know, like, if I'm in a thrift store and I try on jeans and they, like, fit me really well, like, I'm getting those. Yeah. I guess I like clothing that makes me feel special.
Definitely.
Things that are one of a kind, things that like have a story behind them.
But if you're a Shein girl, like that, then be a Shein girl.
No, I honestly don't think, like, I think you need to rise above that. If you, I don't know, I bought socks from there once and I was like scared of them. Like, just, like, I could, like, feel the suffering that, like, happened for them to, like, be there. And at the same time, they were, like, I didn't like how, like, they felt when they, like, rubbed my toes.
I've never bought anything from Shein. I don't think I would because it just, it seems like an energy vortex. Like, even just, like, being on the site.
Yeah, The only argument for Shein is that, like, I think it's made clothing a lot more accessible to poor people.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And, like, I'm not gonna, like, look a poor person. I don't even like saying poor person. Like, what would I like? A person below the poverty line? I couldn't, like, look them in the eyes and be like, you need to stop buying this. Yeah. But, like, I don't think that's the case with, like, a lot of Shein customers. Like, I think it's people who think that they're entitled to, like, 18 new pieces at the start of the summer.
No, it's ridiculous. Like, I would see TikToks that's like, I just bought $800 worth of Shein clothes. Like, let's unbox it. Like, automatic block.
Wait. I have a Bible quote about that. James 5:4. Your wealth has rotted and your clothing has become moth-eaten. Your gold and silver have become corroded and their corrosion will be a witness against you and it will consume your flesh like fire.
Do you want to wear corrosive clothing?
I think, like, having integrity with yourself and your decisions and, like, your feeling, like, being in touch with your sacrum, sort of, like, knowing what's right with you and, like, what, you know, like, having, like, being very sensitive to your moral code and, like, developing that and, like, having that integrity to, like, stick to that and, like, I don't know what your, like, experience of this world is and, like, if you can, like, justify, like, buying stuff like that, I believe you and, like, I'm, like, with you on that. Does that sound fair?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, exploring yourself, basically.
Yeah.
So I think that's all that we have to say for the day. Again, follow us on Instagram, Sweet Release. Also follow Satsi on TikTok and Instagram, and then Mercurial Sarah on TikTok, Instagram. And we're both on Twitter as well. If you guys have made it this far, then we'll give you that little advice. But yeah.